Good morning, Barbados. Welcome to Brass Tax Sunday for July 28th. I'm Sanka Price, your moderator for today's program, in which we examine the disturbing issue of ill health in our society, due largely to diabetes, high blood pressure, and other chronic non-communicable diseases. We will examine what is contributing to this phenomena. I will speak with at least three individuals who had these health issues but took action to improve their lives and are today examples of what can be accomplished with knowledge and determination. To help us to do this, we have in the studio Celeste Burnett, Janice Springer, health and wellness consultant Lennox Prescott, and we are also going to be joined later on by a special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
As usual, today's special program is brought to you with the kind compliments of Williams Industries Incorporated.
For building supplies, big or small, at Williams Metals we have it all.
Angles, flats, cement and doors, lumber, windows and much, much more.
Get all your lumber needs from us. We have number one treated pine, all different types of plywood, V-joint, siding board, and concrete board. In addition, we have grade 3 2x4s and form ply for boxing.
Big or small, at Williams Metals we have it all. At Williams Metals we have it all.
Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.
Welcome back to Brass Tax Sunday. I'm Sanka Price, and today, as I said, we'll be examining the whole disturbing issue of ill health in our society. Of course, you can participate in today's program by calling us at 434-1790. You can also contribute your ideas via WhatsApp at 266-4862. Our producer and the first voice you'll hear when you call us is Mr. Dennis Johnson. And for those of you who may be wondering why we chose to do this program in the middle of crop over, we think it's the perfect time to discuss the issue, because during this festive period, people are constantly on the move, eating all hours of the night, and usually they, when they do that, they eat a lot of fast food, you know, a lot full of sugar and salt. It tastes great, but it's not necessarily good for you. And that brings us to why we have this level of ill health in our society, why we have the level of obesity, of which I'm very familiar with, intimately familiar with, in fact. And the fact about it is, we are digging our graves with our teeth based on the way that we eat. So the first person we'll speak to is Mr. Lennox Prescott, and he calls himself these days, health and wellness fitness, but for those of us who can go back a few decades, he was the first director of the Barbados Drug Service, and he also set up a couple of drug services. I think one was in Belize and a few other places throughout the Caribbean. So he has been at this for a very, very long time, and quite frankly, if you look at him now, he looks the same way he looked when I first met him about 30 odd years ago.
It's true.
It's unbelievable. Lennox.
Yes.
We're digging our graves with our teeth. Tell Barbadians for me how serious the situation is and why at this time in particular, in this festive period when we love eating, drinking and having a great time, that this whole issue is important.
Thanks, Anka. And if you look at one stat, in Barbados, there are only 30% of the population who have normal weight. Only 30%. 70% of the population are either overweight, obese, or extremely obese. 70%. That in itself foretells the problem. Because weight, especially the weight in the overweight, obese columns, is fundamental to all the chronic conditions. Diabetes, hypertension, cardiac problems, and even cancers.
All right, let me interrupt here. When we talk about overweight and obesity, give me some numbers.
Okay.
Here. What is being overweight, and when does overweight become obesity?
Okay. There's a scale which we use called the body mass index scale, which people get. It tells you what your weight should be for your height. Now, there's only a little variation with sometimes if people are doing gym work and they have a lot more muscle, the body mass index may be higher, but the compensating factor is that their waist will be getting smaller. So normal weight starts at 18.5 on the scale and ends at 24.9. Overweight starts at 25 and ends at 29.9. Obesity starts at 30 and ends at 40. And anything over 40 is called extremely obese. You know, years ago, we used to call extremely obese morbid obesity. But we don't call that any longer because people got very upset when they were told they were morbidly obese. They felt they were going to die. But I keep telling people that while we've changed the language to become more politically correct, the numbers remain the same. Okay? But it makes people feel a little comfortable. So this is the problem. Another big issue is the access we have now to fast foods, quick foods as we call them, and lack of exercise or lack of physical activity. And I make the big difference between physical activity and exercise. Because one young lady in my program told me, you should stop telling Barbadians to exercise. Because when you tell people to exercise, they go home and start saving up money to go to the gym and to buy the gear.
And then to hang the clothes on the gear.
So what I'm saying, our program is a very holistic program where you look at all these things that come into play. They don't look obvious. So when somebody is taking 6 months to save up money to go to the gym, they're not doing anything for that 6 months. But of course, they're so conscious that when their friends see them, they must have this top and this bottom and matching this and matching that. I don't want to go to the gym. I just want it to be physically active, just start moving around, get up and walk, you know. And I give them a lot of short course exercises that they don't have to pay for. They're right there on our YouTube, and they're going to start doing them. Because we are not being physically active, and we're eating all these foods. This time of the year, of course, a lot of people are in the gym, but they're in the gym for a reason, so they could fit into the costumes. I would hope that after they've had a good time at Crop Over, they would maintain that activity. But one of the big issues is this. How do we tie, even if you lose weight, how do we tie your weight loss to your health indices? Because that's, to me, very important. Because when people lose weight and they just lose weight, to them it's, I've lost 20 pounds, so what's the big deal? But if I can show you that when you lose 20 pounds, your blood pressure scores have come down, your diabetes scores have improved, everything about you have improved, you feel better because you're going to know. Because your clothes are going to be, well, you got to get a new wardrobe most of the time, you hear from the folk here. So that makes sense to people. Mm-hmm. And then they continue on because they can see that they're taking charge of their health. Another issue is when it happens, people say to themselves, wait, you know, I did this. Nobody did it for me. So you have to get people to that level that they can be empowered, and then you move on. But our big problem in the country is basically we're eating too much of the bad foods, or we're not being physically active. And we need to reach out to people. And that is why we have more and more people now who are willing to come forward and share their experiences with colleagues and with friends and with the general public.
And let's start hearing from one of them at least. Celeste.
Hi.
In our chat before you came on air, you were telling me that you were 200 plus pounds. Could you just tell the public, just give the public your story?
Okay, hi, good morning public. I started the, let me go back. I work at Carlton at A1, and we have a health program at work. Once you're in the health plan at work, the health and wellness come and it would take your pressure, your cholesterol, you know, all of that for free because you're in the program. I originally wasn't going to go, but then I decided, a friend of mine told me, you know, come and go and have it taken because it's free. So I went, and when I went into the program, I was 224 pounds. When I went back last week, I was 188.2 pounds, meaning that I lost 36 pounds. And Mr. Prescott, he was very surprised because he gave me a year to lose 40 pounds and I lost 36 pounds within 6 months. Well, for me, I got sick and tired of people telling me how big I get. You're getting so big, you can't see how big you're getting. And it became bothersome for me. So I decided I was going to take action. And my action was I decided I was going to start the gym. Never in my life have I ever been to a gym. But I decided I'm going to start the gym. So last year, December, I told myself, eat all you could eat, you know, drink all you could drink.
Your last mass, you enjoyed it.
Yes. So when, you know, Christmas came, I ate and I drank my belly full. And then the 3rd of January this year, I decided, you know, it's time for the gym. And I started the gym on the 3rd of January and I never looked back. 188.2. Mr. Prescott told me I need to lose 10 more pounds to get out the diabetic category, and he gave me until October to do it. And I assure him, by October, I will have that 10 pounds off.
So how are you feeling now? I mean, how do you feel? How do you feel physically?
Physically, I feel great. Before, I used to feel real, you know, I would go home from work and I feel extremely tired and always lying down, you know, because I realized that weight does that to you. It makes you feel tired. You don't have energy. Since I started exercising, I mean, it's a paradox for me because exercising gives me energy. I would figure that exercising would make me tired, but it doesn't. Exercising gives me so much energy. I can't believe it.
How young are you, if you don't mind saying? 30s, 40s?
I am 51 plus.
Okay, 51 plus.
Yeah, I'll be 52 in September.
Okay, great.
I know you don't look it. You don't have to say it.
You really don't look it. You really don't. You really don't look it. And of course, we have Janice.
Hey, good morning.
Tell us your story.
Well, I am the project coordinator for the St. Lucie Parish Independence Committee, the parish project. And this year, 5 topics were given. We went to the public to find out which one. The 5 topics included diabetes, hypertension, the environment, heritage, entrepreneurship. So we did a survey of 100 residents, and they came up with that we should do. It was 65% said that we should do health, diabetes, and hypertension. I would have worked with Mr. Prescott in 2007 and 2013 on a health project dealing with the same chronic illnesses. So, of course, we were successful those 2 years, so I went back to him, but we came from it from a different slant. You know, we looked at it from not only the diabetes and the hypertension, but trying to get the residents of St. Lucie to adopt a healthier lifestyle. And hence our theme for this year, Lucie, come let me talk, sugar and salt. The same sugar and salt with the same connotation that Mr. Prescott was alluding to earlier.
What I'm curious about is, why do you think the majority would have wanted to deal with health issues?
Well, some of the comments came out of the survey, persons, you saw a lot of family history. Persons said that, you know, they knew people who were diabetic or hypertensive, but who were not taking action, who ate and drank as if nothing was wrong with them, and they were concerned. Plus, we had one nurse who was in the public health, and she said, we have to find a way. We can't only rely on the Ministry of Health to do it. It's a societal problem. And if it's a societal problem, we must tackle it at the society, at the community. Because at the end of the day, behavior change is an individual thing. And if we can bring it home to the persons in the community, have a more intimate relationship with them, bring the programs with them, we ought to see some sort of behavior change.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, Lennox has brought the bottles.
Yeah.
Sweet drink bottles, biscuit, and tins. Mm-hmm. And of course, they're all empty. And he wants to have a say on. You want to tell us about reading labels? Or
yeah, reading labels is so important. So what we do for people mm-hmm. is present these things to them, things that they use every day.
So we got some luncheon meat here right now.
So we got some luncheon meat. So I would say it's for
cooked ham.
Cooked ham. This is cooked ham. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's the normal size, 300 grams. So we say to people, you know, in your life, you use this? They say yes. So how do you eat this? How many servings is in this container? And most people say one, because it reflects what they do mm-hmm. in real life. Mm-hmm. So they get the shock when they say, but read the label. The label says 5 servings are in this container. Okay, 5. And people say 5, but that's not possible. Because when they sit down to eat and they pour this out and they put some pepper sauce on it and stuff, and with a pack of biscuits, I eat the whole thing. So then you show them the relationship. So I say, okay, each serving size contains 400 milligrams of sodium. which is the active ingredient of the sodium chloride salt that creates the blood pressure problems. So if you have high blood pressure, hypertension, you should be using no more than 1,500 milligrams of sodium per day. So if you eat this whole can one time...
But 1,500 milligrams is about a dozen of teaspoon?
Two-thirds of a teaspoon.
Two-thirds of a teaspoon.
Yeah, a teaspoon is 2,300 milligrams, which is the amount of salt, of sodium, that a normal person should be using per day. Mm-hmm. So you see the problem. When you eat this whole can of stuff, you've taken 2,000 milligrams, so you're 500 over what you should be using. And you haven't begun to eat yet, you just had a can of this. The other fancy thing that always makes me laugh is the biscuits. So when you take a pack of biscuits, the way they're packaged, people assume that they are designed to be eaten one time. So they don't open the biscuits nice and gingerly so they can take out the serving size, which is five squares. They just strip it open so all the biscuits fall out because they can eat all. Now you come back to the same problem again because each of these, the sodium size, each serving size here, the five biscuits, contains 280 milligrams of sodium, 280. So when you eat the 3.5 servings that's in here, that's nearly 1,000 milligrams of sodium you've consumed. So if you ate this pack of biscuits, and this say you're over 3,000 milligrams of sodium already, I mean, for the day. And you haven't started to eat food yet. You're now starting up. It's just a snack. So you see the problem that we have. So you have so many, so in the population, where nearly half the population have high blood pressure, you see the problem. In addition to the drinks, the soft drinks that we love. Mm-hmm. And even though they're clearly marked on the label what the ingredients are, most people don't pay attention to it or they don't understand what the labels mean. So it will say, for example, this one contains sugars, 53 grams of sugar. So I get them to divide that by four because a teaspoon of sugar is 4 grams, right? So when divided, say they see it's nearly 14 teaspoons of sugar that they're taking in when they drink this here. Mm-hmm. And they shock themselves and say, but how come? How is that possible? Because when I put 1 teaspoon of sugar in my tea, it's real sweet. In this formula, which is one of the best formulas the world has ever had, the taste buds get compromised. So you don't taste the sugar. So you can drink 3 and you feel great. But then it's the sugar taken in. So you're diabetic. And there's so many diabetics in Barbados who still drink one of these every day. Because they'll tell you, I can't live without it. Of course, when they lose a toe or they lose a foot, then they go cold turkey right away. But then that's too late. So like Janice said, we've got to educate people in the community, show them that you don't have to get to that stage for that to happen. Now, so these, we have great fun from doing this. We go to schools, churches, communities. And what Janice is talking about, coming out of the whole experience now, with all the folk who are doing so well in the program, is that we can start in St. Lucie and have a big community event where the community is going to look after themselves, clubs, whatever. Because in my view, that is how we have to solve this problem. We've got to go to the people. We can't send them letters. We've got to go to them and show them and talk. And those who've been successful have to be willing to share the data. Now, before we move on, I want to say that this morning, this is really great. I don't think there are times in Barbados before when people will be willing to come and say, I am this age, I lost this weight, my blood pressure was so, and identify themselves. But people are doing that now. We have to be thankful for that because there's so many people out there who are sitting down saying, why can't I lose weight? I can't do this. But when you can see that people they know have done it, it makes a huge difference. And this is where we have to get
well,
to.
Well, I'm here thinking about the average individual who... And I'm gonna pick a woman. Women, they have so much to do. Not that the men don't have anything to do, of course. I saw Dennis giving me the eye, right? I pointed to the door too. No, but
you were
the women. The women talk. The women have to take care of the children.
Yes.
They have to take care of the home, mm-hmm. and yet they're working as well.
Yeah.
And they're also supposed to be partners. Mm-hmm. And they're also supposed to be the cooks in the house. And they're also doing the cleaning and everything else. They're doing so many things. A lot of people don't think about a lot of the things that they do, all those different roles they're putting together. And, I mean, you have a sweet drink there. This happens to be my sweet drink, and it has the right spirit in it. So, I mean, you know, it's, people will drink one of those because you want something to refresh you.
Yes.
Because you can't expect people to drink water all day. Okay, the lunch and meat here, or cookham or whatever it is something that you have for a snack. So it's not too heavy. And of course, but there's the biscuits, which are biscuits that everyone uses in Barbados. And so you know what brand we're talking about. Mm-hmm. There's only one brand of biscuits in Barbados that is worth thinking to. Right. And that brand, but cheese is one of the favorite, and cheese is of course full of salt.
Yes, all right? And cholesterol.
But you're telling me now, and you're telling Barbadians, we've got to change that. The average Barbadian would say, but you don't want us to eat because it's cheap. I mean, a package of biscuits costs what, $2.50 now?
Yeah,
you get a little piece of cheese, but the lunch and meat expensive. But you get, so for a drink, a pack of biscuits, a piece of cheese, that would cost me most $5. And I have a meal to fill me up until the evening. So if I can't eat that, what can I eat from $5? Things are hard. So what can I eat?
Yes, but you want to look at it this way.
I want Janice
to tell you.
Not Janice, sorry. Celeste, sorry.
What she's been,
because Celeste, right, would have done things like that, I'm sure.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
And for a person who's working, and you may have a family to take care of, a home to take care of, this is something that you would normally do, a quick snack. Mm-hmm. It's easy, you know, because when you fix it, this thing here, it's easy.
Sure.
So how do you get past this now? How have you made that change?
Well, for me, one of my things was I cut out drinking juice, soft drinks. For my first month in the gym, I just drank water every single day. I would take to work 3 bottles of water. And if I can leave work and go to the gym, I would take 4 bottles of water. And I drank water constantly for a month. And, you know, it wasn't, for me, it wasn't hard to do because, you see, this for me, this thing is a mind thing. Once you make up in your mind to do it, you will get it done. I think a lot of people fail at trying to lose weight, or, you know, they start something and they fall short because they don't have a mindset to get it done. I had a mindset to get it done, and I decided that is what I would have done. So drinking the water for me was easy. I decided then, all right, I got to cut out the biscuits, I got to cut out the luncheon meat, the hot dogs, the nuggets, all these fancy things that taste good. But when you look at them, because I would read the labels at times, full of sodium. So what I started doing, sometimes I would eat fruit all morning. Instead of having, you know, all the nuggets and burgers and stuff, I started eating fruit.
Some people tell you fruit is expensive.
No. For me, fruit isn't expensive. Like things like bananas, they're not expensive for me. The apples, they're not expensive. So I think that people find excuses, quite honestly.
Yes.
People find excuses to do
that. And you're saying this is a person who used to find excuses before?
Yes, I used to. But like I tell you, it is a mind thing. Once you decide to take action, once you decide that you can get your health back, then it becomes easy. So like I say, we'll have fruit in the morning up to lunchtime. When lunchtime comes, no macaroni pie and shepherd's pie and all of that, you know. For me, lunchtime was cucumber, lettuce, tomato, kale, grapes, apple, and I mix up all of this into a towel salad, and I will have my protein, which will be fish or chicken, and that's my lunch.
If salad dressing there too, or no salad dressing?
Very little, because when you look at salad dressing, it also contains a lot of sodium as well. But very little salad dressing, and that would be my lunch. If I want a snack, I'll probably snack on a granola bar or something like that. When you see me eat my lunch at 3 o'clock on days, I don't eat after that. If I do eat, it will be a snack. I cut out eating at night. Don't eat at night at all. Very rarely. And for me, once I did that, like I said, the weight started coming off. So I think that the Barbadian population, you know, they have to take their health seriously. I also suffer with high blood pressure, but since losing the weight, the pressure has come down quite a bit. And I am looking to be off blood pressure medication altogether.
Mm. All right, we have a couple of calls, so just let's take a call. Good morning, you're on Brass Tech Sunday.
Oh, hi, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, Wesley, how are you doing? I'm good, man.
I'm not too bad. I like to listen through, especially the Sunday programs, right? But I just heard your guest. I'm on to your guest, by the way.
Good morning
to you. Good morning.
Good. But I just heard the lady that was speaking talk about the water drinking, you know, and the fruits and apples and stuff. So it put me to wonder. I have a friend that her nationality is Dominican. She lives here now, but when she drinks Barbados water, it gives her diarrhea. And when you talk about water drinking, right, who are you absolutely sure that the water we use in Barbados, because your immune system is accustomed to that is pure? And when you talk about apples, are you speaking about golden apples that you pick off the tree, or these gas apples that come from New York and Miami? You know, let me be fair, because I see people going from one to clarify their position in what they think about eating well, you know, to then the go full circle and say, hey, I use fruits, I use water, you know, as my diet. So I just want to know, are you absolutely sure that the water you drink from your tap, or even the one you buy from the supermarket, right, that is not spring water, or even if it's still spring water, are you getting something that is pure and wholesome and healthy?
One of the things that I find for me, okay, everybody is different, but I am sticking to what works for me. I don't want to get into whether my water is pure or whether the apples are gassy. For me, drinking my water, eating my apples and my tomatoes and my is working for me. It's causing me to reduce my weight, to reduce my body size. So for me, I'm getting the results, so that's what I plan to stick with.
You sure that is the reason, or because you're eating less proportion? I just asking, I'm an
no.
idiot.
Well, just, honestly,
just seeking information, okay?
Honestly, sir, yes, I have also, you know, before I tell you, I was a glutton. I used to put down real food. Right. I'm being honest.
Give us an example of what you're talking about.
Okay, all right. Before I used to eat a big portion of food, big portion of meat, everything, you know, a big portion. I mean, a good plate size. What I started doing, I cut down my portion tremendously and started adding more vegetables and even less chicken and stuff. I cut down. I made my plate a whole set of vegetables, very little starch. And for me, that started reducing my weight. I started drinking my water. I cut out the sweet drinks, like I said, and I started seeing the results. So once I started seeing the results, that's what I started working with. It probably might not work for everybody because, like I said, everybody has to know what worked for them. When I first went in the gym, they got this thing that you would call a row where you would sit down on the ground and you would pull. And when I was doing it, a guy came to me, he said, you're doing it wrong. When you pull, you're going to go forward and come back. So I in the gym and they're doing this thing and going forward and they're coming back. And another guy came in and said, what are you doing? You're doing it wrong. right? So then I said, so how you do it? He tell me, well, you don't go forward all the way. You know, you go here and you come back. So what I'm saying is that everybody have, you know, different opinions, their views about certain things. But you have to find what works for you.
I just want to say, I manage about 1,500 people. It's a program. I've never heard anybody complain about the water because we use a lots of water. So I can only go on the evidence that we have. The what you're saying is quite true. The fundamentals are for weight loss. Water, because the science, zero calories. So you cannot gain weight with drinking water. Vegetables, when you use vegetables and they replace your macaroni pie and rice and everything, it's like 30 calories, you're replacing 400 to 500 calories. So therefore you have to lose weight. And when you're exercising, that's the third thing. Those three things amount to weight loss. So if you do that, I think we in the country, we need to stop looking at things and saying they can't work because of this, they can't work because of that. If you start doing it, you will see that it will work. But as long as you're not doing it and you're a spectator, you don't know if it work or not. You have to come in and start doing it. Mm-hmm. And that's our challenge to the country. Let's start doing things. Let's start moving. Don't wear to buy no fancy clothes and stuff. Start walking. Start doing something. And that's the message.
Sanka, yes. I want to follow on. What we've done in St. Lucie, we have developed what we call our sugar and salt boards, and especially our salt boards. I'm sorry that we could not have them there today because our ambassadors, they are at a church service with the boards, and the boards have been very impactful across the parish. What we've done, we've taken most of the popular sodas like the Coke and the Sprites and those kind of things, and we've actually placed in a plastic bag the teaspoons of sugar. So let's say a drink has 52, we divide that by 4, that is 13 point. And we have those actual teaspoons of sugar place on the, so that is, that has been very impactful. I remember when we launched the project, and Mr. Prescott could attest to that, one young lady, she was so shocked. She took a video of the salt board. She sent to her friends in St. Michael of a very popular juice, and it shocked persons into reality. So what you find is that persons now are saying to me, we have something called infused water, where we travel with water infused with fruit, and persons are reporting back to me that they are now drinking water because we're trying to make water drinking more attractive. And it don't have to be any fancy thing, cucumber, lime, you know, lemon, anything that you have, that mint, anything you have that you can infuse. So the visual impact, you know, persons are saying, no, I won't drink that, all of that sugar in one one glass of drink. So the visual impact is causing persons to change, and persons are reporting back to us, you know, their testimonies, and we have photos and stuff. So we have to start somewhere, right? We have to start somewhere if we're to effect change.
All right, Brass Sack Sunday.